Thank you. Thank you. I have to catch my breath for a minute. Them drums do something to me. By the time I get up here, I'm sweating. I want to thank Brother Maddox, Sister Maddox, all of the members of the UAM family, Sister Geneva Butts, and Karen Mason, and everyone for inviting me back to share information with you that I have learned and that I want to give to you. We have covered a lot of things during my tenure here, and I have brought a lot of different information about how we get along or don't get along with each other. I've talked to you about our slavery history to try to help us determine how much of our slave history impacts upon our behavior and continues to make decisions for us, even though we no longer have a slave master. I've talked to us about how we raise our children, what we should do to improve our youth, and I've talked to you about having a survival plan since we live in a hostile environment. Well, tonight I want to talk to you about my first book. We've only had two black men in our entire history, over 430 years here in this country, who ever talked to us about diet, what we eat, what we put in our mouth, how we form our food habits, and that was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Dick Gregory. And we have had a lot of information thrown at us, but food is a basic that sustains life, and we have not ever given that enough attention. So tonight, we're going to talk about how not to eat pork or life without the pig. This is a very sensitive topic, one that I didn't realize was so sensitive. I wrote this book in 1985, and I've been updating it year after year. And I got into CDC. I wanted to find out about this pork worm that we had heard so much about. Because everywhere I went, when I would try to tell somebody about not eating pork, they'd say, oh, that's just some religious reason. That's just because you're a Muslim. I say, well, no, it's not really just because I'm a Muslim. I said, that's how I learned about it. But I have learned some other things since. And so I got into CDC to find out what does the trichina worm in the pig look like, because that's what all of the talk was about, catching trichinosis. I wanted to see what does it look like in the body. And I wanted to see what does it look like under a microscope. And I wanted to actually see a pig. Most of us have not really been around a live pig. We've seen them on TV and in pictures, but I actually wanted to see, you know, I got to see this animal. And, you know, since we've heard so many bad things about it, I want to know just how does it look? What does it do? So I went to the pig farm. I got some devils to take me out to a pig farm. And so, well, it had to be some devils because, you know, we don't hardly have no farms. Pigs or otherwise. So anyway, we're out at the pig farm, and so we passed this big fence. And so when I saw the fence, and I saw some shaggy hair and everything hanging down, he said, well, come over here, I'm going to show you the pigs. I said, no, you're getting me mixed up. I don't want to see the horses. I want to see the pigs. He said, no, this is the pigs. I said, no, sir, I can see from here. Those are like ponies. I want to see the pigs. He said, no, ma'am, miss, these are pigs. And what he showed me was something as tall as a horse with hair hanging down off of it like a shaggy dog. I said, that's a pig? I mean, I got a little closer because I had to see the faces. I had to see, you know, is this what we've been talking about, a pig? Because, you know, the pigs we've seen, they tell us they pig and got a cute curly tail and all of this stuff. The pig almost got a smile on his face. Those are the pigs we've been introduced to, even in the books that we see. But that ain't what a pig look like. That's where they get a lot of they shave those pigs and use those bristles for hairbrushes. And they'll put on the hairbrush Boar Bristles, B-O-A-R. Many of us maybe thought that was a brand name or something. And then they take the rest of that, he's saying they cut that off and they stuff furniture with it. Which is why sometimes in the black community, when there is a fire, you smell hog. Because the furniture got the hog's hair stuffed into it, the couches and the chairs and the mattresses. So, you know, I was really surprised that that's what a pig looked like. And so he showed me where they stall the pigs or shoot them with electricity to get the hair off of the hog. So I was just very surprised. And so, of course, after that, I was on then. That did it. Boy, I came back. I was trying to tell everybody. And actually, how not to eat pork or life without the pig was a precursor to me writing The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. Because everywhere I went and started trying to explain to black people about why we shouldn't eat this animal, it didn't have anything to do, first of all, with religion. We're talking about a health issue and something it was doing to our brain and our behavior. The brothers would say, you know what, well, maybe I'm going to get off of it. Okay, I'm going to try not to eat it, or I'm going to check or something. But it was the sisters who was giving me the most headache. And the attitude was, he'll eat what I cook, or he don't have to eat, or he can eat at his mama's house, or he can eat at McDonald's, or, you know, I'm going to cook what I want to cook. I mean, it was all of this flat. And so I said, well, now that's interesting. Because traditionally, we are in charge of nutrition. We can keep our man and family alive, or we can kill you. We can kill you. It's a slower process, but we can kill you by just what we feed you every day. And you'll die right in front of our eyes. And you'll blame it on everybody else but what we're putting in front of you at the table. So this is important, that our women and our men and our children learn about this animal and what it has done to us. When we first came here, as far back as I was able to check, the people from West Africa were not eating pigs and wild boars and the animals and in the jungles and stuff. We weren't eating that. But the white man was eating it. And so when we came to this, he fed it to us on the ship. See, you could salt down the pig and preserve it, and it would last longer than the beef or the chicken or anything else, even the fish. And so they would put that on the ship for the long journeys. Not that they gave us a lot of meat on the journey, but whatever that was, it was hard. And then when we got to this country, then of course they started feeding us anything that they didn't want. That's how we started eating collard greens, stuff that was just thrown out in the field. In fact, we taught them how to cook a lot of those things. And that's where we developed the habit of cooking our vegetables until they were slimy. We didn't even want to eat them unless they were slick. Now, we've grown a little bit past that, some of us, because of health reasons, and so now we use smoked turkey. Well, I don't know what you think they're smoking the turkey with. And if you're not going to eat pork, you really should not program yourself to want to eat something that tastes just like it. If we're really trying to learn not to eat certain filth in our food. So I would take the microscope out to people and show them actually what the trichina worm looked like. And to show them exactly what it did inside of the human body. And, you know, a pig has a very strong inside. You can feed a pig lying, it won't die. And if you get some on your skin, you know what it does. Okay? Snakes, if a snake bite a pig, it won't die. Now, all of those things that happen to the pig, it stays inside of the pig. Pigs get almost every disease that you get. Pigs need hysterectomies. Pigs have different kinds of worms. I'm going to show you some of what I'm talking about tonight. But that's why they're able to take the pig's heart and put it inside of a human. Ironically, many of their organs are just like ours. Now, historically, in a lot of the books, they tell us that the pig came from the hippopotamus, the hippo. If you think about it, he looks similar in body shape to a pig. Now, Arbi Elijah Muhammad, the person that taught me and woke me up about pork and everything else I know that makes any sense, told me that it was made from the cat, the rat, and the dog. We can see some of those animals in it because the pig also has whiskers. It has a lot of things, as I said, that once you see a pig, it's a whole different. Once I saw a cow, I wasn't that impressed. Or a chicken, or a turkey. I've seen some other animals. Even a cat and a dog. But once you see a pig, it really changes your idea about using it for food. Or watching anybody else use it for food. Our kissing anybody that's using it for food. Yeah. And, you know, a sister can be out and be mighty fine. Be beautiful. We are beautiful. The messenger say that's the one thing you all should be aware of, the enticing beauty of women. That's very difficult. It's hard to heal. But we can be looking beautiful and be dressed to the nines in whatever it is that they're wearing. And then a man who has some consciousness about diet can watch her start eating a barbecue rib and she becomes ugly. And a brother can be very fine, very handsome, very clean, very sharp, very intelligent, and have a good rap and be running and have a nice car and everything that we look at. And then he can start eating a piece of sausage and an egg, and we recognize there ain't nothing I can do with that. That's too much work. If he that old is still eating hog in 2002, I just don't have that kind of time to put in it no more. To try to figure out how to get them not to eat it. So, you know, it's something that we have to get in agreement with and become an elite society of blacks who don't eat pork. You know, the pig's behavior becomes reflected in our behavior. You know, and I can give you one straight analogy. You never go out in the street and see a vegetarian out there cussing and fighting and acting a fool. They don't have that nature for that. You'd have to really do something to them to make them become that aggressive. But a person that eats pork, he tend to act like that beast. His eyes be red and bloodshot like him. You know, a pig don't have no shame. Once he births the baby pigs, if you don't take them from him, he'll eat them too. He'll fight with the other pigs. They had to keep them all separate. They had the really, really big ones, like in different sty areas by themselves. And then they would have the smaller ones in one, and then they'd have the little baby pigs over in a total area by themselves. Because none of the pigs get along, who else do that remind you of? Okay? So when we talk about taking on the attributes of an animal that we have been trained and taught to eat, you know, and many of us think we're not eating pork, and then we go eat at IHOP, at the pancake house, and we say, but I don't order no bacon or no ham. You may as well. See, we got people that don't eat no pork at all. We got people that eat just a little bit of pork. And then we got people that eat some pork every once in a while. Because they're getting it in other kinds of a way. Other kinds of ways. You can't go to the International House of Pancakes where all they got is sausage and bacon and ham, and where they dip up your food and lay it on that grill and put it on that plate and touch it with that hand, and then come out and say you ain't ate no pork. Because you have ate some. So the main reason that I wrote this book was to also help us to know how to eat in a restaurant, to know which foods to avoid. Because we're going to go out and we're going to eat. So I had to come up with something that would teach us how to eat, how to season our food without using pork. And also how to get along with your families and friends after you stop eating pork. Because you know you can tell them, I don't drink dairy no more. Nope, I don't eat no more hamburgers. No, I'm off of poultry. No, I gave fish up. It's all right. But the first time you tell them, I don't eat pork no more, everybody going to hell with you. They have us connected to it where we defend it. And so that's very important that we have some instructions about if you don't want to eat it, then you don't want to wash your hair in it. You don't want to take a bath in it. You know, you don't want to take a dish with it. You don't want to, you know, bathe. You don't want to do any of those other things that it's in. So tonight I'm going to show you some of the stuff and give you some reminders about this animal. Now, how do I get this over here? What do we do, brother? Well, my brother from the east is going to help me here. So now do I lay it? Thank you.
Okay. You want to push the podium over to us.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, just here we are.
Oh, that's one of those kind. Times of the year to celebrate different things. We've been programmed for breakfast bacon, Easter ham, 4th of July ribs, and Christmas chitlins. I mean, we actually refer to it like that, Easter ham. I had a girlfriend several years ago, and she said, I wanted you to come over for Easter. I said, you know I'm not in all of that. She said, oh, I just want you to come over later on in the day because we're going to have dinner. I say, well, you know, also I don't eat at nobody's house. I say, it's not personal. I say, I just really don't eat at anybody's house. She said, well, you don't eat pork. She said, I got a ham. She said, but it's a honey ham. You say you eat honey. So many of our people don't even understand what it is. They can be eating some bacon, and they'll say, oh, I don't eat pork. Because the way many times the devil will advertise it is he'll say, beef, bacon, and ham, which makes that sound like that's three different kinds of meat, when it's really only two. So, you know, that's a problem that we have, and that's how we end up looking at the table. In fact, many of us know some people that do look like that. That's next. Now, this one is really shocking to me when I discovered this. Pigs are very popular in America. The white people have catalogs of items that are made in the image of the pig and from the pig. Bow ties, dishes, keychains, books, laundry bags, pillowcases, sheet sets. They really love the pig and they treat it like it's a pet. They think it's cute. And nothing annoys me more than when I see a black person buy their child a stuffed pig. You know how you have these stuffed teddy bears? And then they buy them a stuffed pig. That's not cute. You know, and it's horrible. We're trying to learn not to eat that. And not to love the pig and not to let it stand for who we are. Here you go, brother. This is the next one. Now, this is the kind of worm. This is the worm that everybody's talking about that's in the pig. Now, the one on the left is the female. She got an ovary and a vagina and a vulva. She's got intestines. The mouth is up at the top, the oral opening. She's got a rectum. I mean, this is, you know, many of the things that most other living mammals and creatures have. Now, that's the male on the right. He's the smaller one. He's got testes, intestines, a mouth, and he got a penis. Now, when these two worms mate, they can, I mean, it's just phenomenal of how many they can reproduce in a short time. Now, you know, initially, the white people told us that if you cook pork long enough, it would kill the worm. As long as you cooked it to a certain internal temperature, there was no danger of you getting trichinosis or that worm or anything. Well, that turned out to be a lie. So then they said, well, we're going to cure it more with salt. Whenever something is cured, it has to be sick to begin with. So when they started trying to cure it with salt, that also didn't work, and it started getting the green spots. In fact, they call it green hog. Many people have heard of that, or you've seen it in the stores where it's green. A lot of times, those jars of pig feet on the bar in the club, it'd be green. But when we be drunk, and under the influence of things, we just eat that anyway and don't know, but it's all poison to the body. And so once the worm gets into the body, as I said, I went to CDC. I wanted to see an autopsy of certain limbs to find out how did the kind of worm look. You know what it looks like? A tiny granule of salt. Really more like a tiny grain of sand. It's hard just like that. And that's the shell that the worm, it curls up into a curlicue. This is it stretched out. And it secretes the stuff out the mouth that makes a shell around it. It comes up as tiny little white spots in between the joints. In fact, when you go to the doctor, they tell you you got calcium on the joints. It looks just tiny little white specks in between your bones. A lot of that stiffness we have, because my mother fed me hogs. She didn't know any better. My grandmother fed it to her. She didn't know any better. They weren't eating to live. They were just eating to fill up. The police are outside ticketing double parked cars out front. If anybody got a car out there, go out there and try to move your car and don't get killed. You know, any reason. Okay. Then after the salt wouldn't kill the worm in the meat, they said freezing would. If you froze the pork long enough and then cooked it, that would kill the worm. That didn't work either. And then they started saying, well, they're going to use radiation on it. And that's what they're using on it now to kill it. Now, they're also using that on some other things. Now, they have really gotten really wild on the radiation, and they haven't told us a lot about it. It's been in the back of the news. But now they're using radiation on the pork to try to kill the worm in it. You know, even if after all of those things they're able to kill it, I'm trying to get us not to want to eat worms. Not to want to eat a meat that's infested with any kind of filth that can affect our joints and our limbs and our legs and the stiffness in our body. We don't know what all this has done to us because they have lied about it. So anyway, when I read the autopsy report, I'm getting to that, I wanted to know why it wasn't listed on there that the person had these trichina worms, these little white specks in the muscles. They say they don't list routine things, and that's in everybody's body. So I said, oh my goodness. So now what we got to try to do is produce a body that don't have that in it. By giving our babies the proper food and by us ourselves trying to start eating right. It don't go away. If it's in our joints and our muscles, it's there. But then if they're there long enough, they die and we just still feel that grain in there. You know, a lot of people have to have those joint problems. The arthritis thing, you know, they give it all kind of different names. But much of it is from us eating this hog. And the pork industry has, you know, the other white meat. They've been on such a thing to advertise this and to pump it up. They even advertise in the medical journals to get the doctors to okay it and to make it appear as if it's okay with the doctors. It's rare you find a doctor that eat pork. Just like only a few of them smoke cigarettes because they know, they've seen it, they know what it does. And while they won't take a position against it, because, you know, white people don't knock other white people out of making no money, no matter what the cost. So they won't take a position against their brother about it, but they know that it's not any good. Yes, sir. Okay. When we started using pigs for food, it was out of desperation and need. Now, of course, many of us now, we act like it's a part of our natural heritage. The pigs at the top, this is how they get them ready. This is after they've taken the hair off of them. And this is how they come out. They've been killed under terror. They haven't been killed under any kind of halal, you know, situation. They just kill them any kind of way they can. The pig eat its own feces, drink its own urine. That's part of why it gets so many diseases. And so while they've been telling us that they haven't been feeding it garbage, you know, they lied at one time and said that the trichina worm was in the garbage. And so if you don't feed the pig garbage, he won't have the worm in him. Well, that isn't true. We now have bustling businesses all over America, right in Jersey, that have farms where all of the restaurants, they pick up their waste and feed it to their pigs. And then they grow the pig up and slaughter it and then sell it back to the restaurant. So they're feeding the garbage. It's no longer against the law. In fact, they think it's a pretty nifty way to recycle. You know. Some of these pictures at the bottom, I don't know if you can see them. Can you take that up a little higher, please, brother? Are some of the worms that are found in the pig. Of course, they're really close-ups now, you know. But you can actually see that one of these, the size of a grain of sand, doesn't sound like a big deal. But 10 or 20 or 30,000 of them, it becomes a big deal in your body. In your eyes and in your eardrums, and even in a mother's milk when she's nursing a baby, she knows. So, you know, it can get to be very serious. A bunch of cows thrown out there, or chickens or ducks or anything else people eat does not look as horrible as that. And they take that pig and open it up and take everything out of it that's in it and prepare it for people to eat. They even sell the pig brains. They scramble the brains with an egg. And they scramble that up like a scrambled egg, and they consider that a delicacy. And many of our people eat that. Okay, here we are. These are a lot of the symptoms. See, in America, you have to realize that every time the body gets upset, it only has so many ways it can react. And so almost everything that you can do will make you have the symptoms of the flu. High fever, diarrhea, stomach ache, headache, chills, muscle aches, and all of these things. They all, you know, we're going to have those are the symptoms. And those are the symptoms when you eat the pig. It's going to have a lot of the same symptoms as the flu. Now, this is something else pigs carry that we suffer a lot from in the black community. Pigs carry ringworm. Okay? And you know that's something that we can't never been able to get straight over the years. Almost all our children get ringworm. We think they get it from the other child at school, trying on somebody's hat, doing this, doing that, sleeping on somebody's pillow. But the pig carry ringworm. And while it doesn't do a lot to them, it causes problems in humans. Okay, there are over 140 different diseases that a pig can have. And they have over 140 different chemicals that they give to the pig to try to keep him from having some of these diseases and reactions. We have to listen to some of that. I remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us not to eat peanuts. He said, because every time you eat nuts, take 5 years off your life. Don't eat peanuts. Well, okay, I went and studied that and found out that peanuts is one of the basic ingredients in dynamite. They use peanuts to make dynamite. So imagine, I mean, they had us doing nobody eating peanuts. And so we have to pay attention to the information we get and try to find out what is the root of it. Where did that information come from? And so if you can imagine, it don't matter what part of dynamite it is. If we're chewing them all the time, what that's doing inside of us. We're probably walking around talking about, I got gas. We don't, you know, we just don't know. We've been ignorant to so many things. Not ignorant meaning dumb, but just ignorant not knowing the truth. And then many times after we've given the truth, we choose to ignore this. That's where the word ignorant comes from. Okay, here you go, brother. Now, these are some of the meats. Now, the pork loaf on the left. We have to teach our young people and ourselves how to recognize pork. Pork is always pink or white. It's not more red or brown, dark brown like beef, okay? The ribs on the right, you can tell the beef ribs from the pork ribs because the beef ribs are big, thick bones and the pork ribs are skinny and slender, okay? The cold cuts down at the bottom. Unless you get it from a kosher deli, you have to watch out for that because most of the cold cuts are put together with gel. That gel comes from the pig. Doesn't matter if it's turkey loaf, beef loaf, chicken loaf, bologna, whatever it is. If it's sealed in gel, that gel has come from a pig somewhere, unless you get it from a kosher deli. Now, up here in New York, you all have a better opportunity to eat kosher because you got a lot of Jews selling to y'all. But see, where we are around the country, most places, it's very difficult to find those kinds of meats. And the one on the right, which is the meatloaf. Don't ever go nowhere and buy no meatloaf because you don't have no idea what's in that. Okay, most people think the meatloaf is not good unless you mix a little pork and veal with the beef. And so if you go out to restaurants, you can be sure they have added something else in there other than pure beef. So you really, unless you've seen it ground, you really don't want to eat that because there's no telling what that is. See, we've been tricked about food and dealing with taste. There are many foods that taste good that are poisons. Cyanide does not have a bad taste, they say, but it's poison. So we can't eat on the emotionalism of taste. We have to be able to, eager brother, recognize that these things are bad. Take your children to the stores and show them what the pig and pork looks like because they don't know it. You don't want children running around just saying, I don't eat pork, and they can't recognize it so somebody can sneak and give it to them and they won't know the difference. You know, we have to do that. Now, these are the cheeses. Cheeses are a real issue because we like cheese. And the people that's vegetarian, if they not, you know, eating dairy, they don't want to eat cheese. It takes the place of meat. It's protein and everything. But you have to watch that, because all of those cheeses up there are made with what they call rennet. And that comes from the pig. It's a gelling agent that makes the cheese hard. In fact, the harder the cheese, the more pork it's got in it. All of the soft cheeses, like Philadelphia cream cheese, goat cheese, and all of those softer cheeses, ricotta and all of those don't have it. They don't have gelatin or anything, enzymes or rennet from the pig. But those hard cheeses, especially Kraft, you want to stay away from them. Them devils trying to kill everybody. Okay? And that macaroni and cheese in the box, all of that stuff, it's got enzymes from the pig in it. Now, you can get all of this stuff pork-free. In fact, I have compiled a list of everybody who gets the book tonight. I'll give you a list of some recommended brands that don't have the pork in it, because I can't really put that in the book. Now, this next one is really tricky. This is very important. This is the one that's called the hidden hog. Now, that's important. See, up in the right-hand corner, that says Joe Dole Fruit Gel Treats or something. If it says gel, G-E-L or J-E-L, that's gelatin. Gelatin comes from the pig unless it's kosher. When I say kosher, that means it doesn't have pork in it. And it's a term the Jews made up, and it's a little K that'll be on it either in a circle or a U, and it'll say pariv or something like that, okay? Marshmallows. Don't eat no marshmallows in your hot chocolate. Don't roast none, because they got hog in them. That's gelatin. Yogurt. Be very careful with the yogurt, because most yogurt has got gelatin in it. You got to read the labels. Take your glasses to the supermarket. Cottage cheese. You want to be real careful about cottage cheese, because it looks like a healthy, wholesome food, but most cottage cheese got gelatin in it. Just read your label. Jell-O, of course, it's a lot of Muslims that don't even know yet that Jell-O is made from the pig. I've been out with some of them. So you want not eat that. And shaving foam up there, that Gillette that you shave with, that's got gelatin in it. Now, that's something, a man, you put on your face to shave with. You don't want to use Gillette. It's got gelatin. Combat roach killing gel. That's got hog in it. Kill the roaches by giving them some hog. See? So, I mean, you know, they're telling you it's poison. All right. And down here at the bottom, there's a lemon meringue pie on the left. You want to be careful, because a lot of those spray foams, not foam, what is that, whipped cream. A lot of that whipped cream, it has gelatin in it. It'll tell you on that. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And over here, the Colgate toothpaste. Don't use nothing that Colgate Palmolive sells. Them the other devils trying to kill us. Okay? And then that little girl has got one of those little box lunches that everybody loves, they're getting for their children now. Almost all of them. That's pizza with pepperoni, which is made out of hog on it. They got bologna, cheese, almost all of those are made from that. And so you got to read your labels and recognize. And this don't mean you can't eat. Because I'm eating a lot of food and ain't none of it hard. Yeah? You can still eat a lot of foods, but you just can't do that. Now, these are a few other labels I'm going to show you. An example of what some of the labels look like. Now, the first one up there at the top in the left, oh, I don't know if you can see that very well, but anyway, up there in the left top, that says a whole fresh potato sliced and cooked in lard. That's potato chips. And you don't even hardly see the word lard no more, but they're using it in a lot of potato chips. You have to read that. Over on the right, that came from the health food store. It's a chewable mint-flavored enzyme, and that is made from the glands of healthy hogs. Okay? Now, down here in the middle where it says fruit chews, now that's a candy for children. And as you go on down through this, it's got gelatin in it. And there's some candy. I mean, things that we just don't even associate with having a pig in it. They use every bit of it. When they say from his head to his tail, they use every bit of it. And then down here in the rice, that's a box of rice. Now, why the devil got to sneak some gelatin in the rice? I mean, we eat rice is a staple of most of our diets. But you have to read the box. That's a box of Uncle Ben's rice. And then they put the brother on there to trick us. Old slave Uncle Ben. And the rice got gelatin in it. So see, I have saved everybody the time. I have gone to the store and investigated and read these boxes and labels to find out just where this stuff is that we're eating every day, not thinking about it. Because if you buy a box of rice, none of us are going to think that it's got some pork in it. Especially if it's, say, chicken flavored. Beef flavored, butter and broccoli, and all of those other seasonings, and then they sneak some hog in it. Okay, brother. You're doing a great job. Now, this is what we should be eating more of course. Okay. Now, as a rule, here it comes. Now, as a rule, we certainly think that this is better for us than all of the other meats and the other stuff, the swine, the hog, and the pork products, and all of that stuff I've showed you. However, right at this moment, the devil is taking the pig's bim, his feces, and his urine, and mixing it with other green leaves and making a fertilizer out of it, and he is putting it in the ground to grow our vegetables. So when we say we need to get organic vegetables, we really do. Because we don't know what they're doing. They've been doing it in Europe a long time. And you know, anything once they let us find out about it, they already been doing that 10 years. They don't tell us that morning they're getting ready to start. The pig's feces and the urine, they have to remove it from the cages because it's so poison. And so the devil's want, they're trying to get so much money, what they're doing is just dumping it in the rivers and streams. It's clogging up things. They got a real problem in North Carolina. They got a problem in Jersey. All of these are coming through many of our watersheds. We're getting different infections. We don't even know what it's coming from. You know, you can always get a people in the water or through the woman. There's the two areas you can kill any people off. Get to the woman, get to the water. Because those are two things you all are going to use. And so you want to try to get organic if you can. You might want to go to some farms. You know, it's better to go to a lot of the farmers markets where they actually have farmers there and you maybe can question them or find out what they have. That sounds like that's going through a lot, but you need to do that if you're really serious about saving your life. And feeling good while you live, not when you get 50, all of the everything break down, and you know, you can't run no more, you can't go nowhere, you can't do nothing. You know, that's not how we want to live. Now here's the problem right here. This is the problem. Okay? Celebrate the holidays with Parks Delicious Chitlins. Is these Negroes dressed up that's supposed to be educated and successful, they're still eating hog. Eating hog with champagne, calling themselves so high and mighty and setting a bad example, and he even got a kente thing around his neck. This the problem right here, because they set a bad example, and many of our people see them eating this filth and think it must be okay. After all, they rich, or they successful, or they got a good education. Well, eating hog doesn't come in a classification about how much money you have or how successful in business you are. It comes down to how intelligent you are about your diet. That's a certain category. And so you have to compartmentalize that part of your life and say, I'm going to investigate this or I'm going to check this out or make sure that this part is okay. But they are the problem. And as long as they are on these different boards that okay it in the schools and okay it in the cafeterias and who sell and do a lot of things, then we have a problem. So let us not get confused because people is dressed up somewhere and they got china and a chandelier that they not ignorant. Okay? Because all of them people sitting up in there eating hog. And that shows that they really don't have the intelligence that they've been pretending that they have. So now I'm going to show you part of what they are eating. That's the chitlin worm. It's some little dots up in there. You can hardly see them. picture is old. Okay, that's a chitlin with the worms in it. Now, the white people now in New Orleans and places are having what they call a chitlin hoagie. That's where they fry the chitlin up and put it on a bread like a Subway sandwich or something. And, of course, the Negroes in New Orleans are eating it. You know. And, you know, we have thought it was so much fun. You know, during New Year's, the people had the black eyed peas and the hog moss is supposed to be good luck. Think about what a terrible trick that is to play on us, to tell us to eat some hog and some black eyed peas, something that most animals won't even eat, and tell us to eat it and it's going to bring us good luck. That's a terrible thing to do to a people. And that's what they've done to us year, generation after generation. They've been giving us the wrong food. You know, they gave the Indians alcohol. It's not beyond them to look far into the future. They're not like us. We want instant gratification, but they're playing. They're playing way ahead, 20, 50, 100 years ahead. It's okay. That's why they'll rent each other property for a dollar and give each other a 100-year lease. They do like Yaku's people. They know that the son or the daughter will inherit it, and they'll keep passing it on and hold control of it and keep it in their family. So we have to look at the long range, that we need to purify our bodies so that those that come up out of us will live longer and be more intelligent and be more conscious and more bright and not be so easy to trick them like they have tricked us. And this is a really important one. Now that's the human brain. That's what the brain look like with the worms in it. Okay, now a person that's got a brain infected like that is acting like a lot of the people we know already. Okay, see all them little holes? That's a brain from autopsy to show you what that looks like. Now, that person didn't die from that. They died from some other things. But certainly their behavior in life had to be altered by that. Those people that insist on eating pork and don't even want to discuss it with you, won't even have that conversation and tell you to get out of here with that stuff. Oh, everything bad for you. You know, they'll say something like that. Yeah, right, yeah, you're going to die from something. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, you ain't going to live for so long. I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat. You know, just all kind of silly stuff people say. But that's what that look like. And those people are easy to excite. Those people are extremely jealous who eat a lot of hog. And go savage very quickly, go from 1 to 100. You know, some of us go from 1 to 10, and then we go to 20. I mean, you have to really push us to get up to 100 speed. Well, these people go from 0 to 100 in a matter of seconds. Okay? We know them. We know them. Okay? And these people say a lot of things. They be disrespectful. They be greedy. They do a lot of stuff. And they don't relate it to acting like a pig. You know. And in fact, the way some of the sisters dress out there and the way they be walking and talking and cursing up and down the street, they look like just some wild boars. It reminds you of that when you look at it. Because a hog don't hide his shame. Even a dog will try to stick his tail between his legs. A hog don't. He'll do anything. And then the people that sell it to us don't make it any better for us, because they use the hog's feet, his tail, his testicles, his penis. They sell us every part of it. It's packaged in the store. They don't put nothing out there that they don't sell for money. And they put all of those things out there, and we buy it, and we eat it. And people eat it, and they see it be sticky. I remember that it was sticky. I didn't know that was pus, though. None of us did. The hog got a hole in his foot. I had to go find out about that, too. The messenger had told us that the hog had a hole in the bottom of his hoof that the poison and the filth seep out of, because he couldn't expel it out of his body. I had to go see it. You know, that stuff that's all real. It is filthy. It is nasty. And you don't want to have sex with nobody eating hog and calling yourself a vegetarian. Okay? you lying to yourself. If your partner's eating hog, you are too. Okay? Don't have that much love for nobody. And you know all of the things y'all doing today. Okay? So, you know, if you want to be clean. You want to be with somebody clean. You want all of their mucus and body secretions to be clean. Okay? You don't want no secondhand hug. One of the major symptoms of a person that's eating a lot of hog is that, you know, that dazed state we see people walking in a lot of times. And they'll say, oh, I was just daydreaming. No, you wasn't. You just be off. And then somebody call you back. Oh, yeah. What'd you say? And then we come back. You know, we don't know where our mind went during that time. Sometimes you be at the corner, and when you come to, you be all the way across the street. You don't remember one step that you made to get to where you are. Well, your mind was somewhere. Something had control of it. And a lot of food we eat, we know that food affects us, because some food we'll eat will give us indigestion. Some food will give us gas. Some food will give us the hiccups. Some food will make our stomach burn. Some will make our teeth ache. We know that we can eat things, and it'll do something in our body. So you can eat this animal here, you know, and it'll be in your body, and then you in different ways will be acting like that, and you won't realize it. Okay. So, you know, we have to look at why are they doing all of these things to us? Why are they doing this? What is the main reason that they do anything? It's for the money. The farmers are making the money. The people that make and package the food, the industry's making the money, and the doctors are making money. The health field is making money. It's rare you can find a regular doctor that'll tell somebody to stop eating pork. In fact, they'll say, well, pork is leaner now, and it doesn't have as much salt in it, so you can eat it. Now, they may not be eating it, but they'll tell us to eat it. Half of the baby food on the shelf got pork and ham in it. Some kind of ham, bacon, or something. They want us to start right off giving it to the baby. Get them started on it. And it's habit forming. And if you don't think that it's poison, in the book, I have something called the 30-day no-hog test. If you stop eating pork for a month, just a month, if you want to know if it's poison or not, just stop eating pork for 1 month and then go back and eat your ham sandwich. I won't have to teach you this lesson no more. You'll be so sick you have diarrhea, your whole body will rebel. That's because it's poison. And once you take the poison out, you can't put the poison back in without the body reacting. So 30 days is just enough time for your body to say, oh, I finally ain't got to deal with that. You know. And they told me at CDC that the BM, the feces of a person eating pork, smell different than a person that's not eating it. If y'all want to know about some of them odors. You know, some of them people go to the bathroom and smell like somebody has died. They got a cadaver in the bathroom. That's what went in here. Whatever went in there, when it comes through the filtering system, it's like a sewage pipe, and when it comes out, it's going to be a variation of whatever you put in there to begin with. And so that's important. You know, we need, if we stop doing that, I know we would have more patience with each other if we stopped eating so much pork. I know that we would, and I know that our children would be more mannerable and more able, we could control them better. And that's what we want to do, to be able to control and teach them. We can't do that if we're giving them a bad diet. And the churches are the number one culprits in that. They just insist on feeding hog. They can't have a church dinner that they ain't got some hog in it. They think that's fun to have the Christmas chitlin' dinner. They selling the ham. They just insist. And many of them won't even get the beef hot dogs, and nobody should be eating a hot dog. If you see what they sweep up with a broom to put in the machine for the hot dog, Plus, in the book, I talked to you about what the hot dog is stuffed in. It's usually stuffed in the pig's intestines, because it's clear and see-through. I saw that done, too, how they put it on a machine, and it just shoots it out, and they clamp it, each one coming out. And see, the pig's intestines, his whole body is so strong. You could take one and, like people blow up a condom to show a bus, you can blow up a pig intestine just like that. Because it's just strong like that. And so they use it in a lot of hot dogs and different meats because it don't burst. In fact, the skin that be on the cold cut, when you buy the turkey or something, and they have a skin over it, they have to peel that back. I'm sorry. You know what it is, in most cases. If it's synthetic, that means it's plastic. If the casings on the hot dog that says synthetic, it's some kind of plastic, some kind of rubber or something. That's okay. I guess if we have a choice, rather eating rubber and synthetic than eating hog. You know. I mean, you know, these are serious choices. But we have got to just stop shopping haphazardly, just picking up anything. You know, half of the vitamins in the health food store in a gelatin capsule made from the pig. How that gonna cure us? How is that gonna make me well? If while I'm taking the medicine, I gotta take some hog with it. You know? So, you know, you have to look for the veggie caps. You know, look for, I wrote some rabbis about something to find out exactly what I was taking because I couldn't stand to do that. I couldn't stand the idea I was putting that in my mouth. And when you get the medicine from the doctor, some people feel like, well, since this is my prescription, I may as well just take it. No. When you get that tetracycline, that Keflex, and all of those other antibiotics, they come in a gelatin capsule made from the pig. So what you have to do is buy a pack of vegetable caps, veggie caps, at the health food store so that whenever you get a prescription, you got to open them one pill at a time and re-put it in the other capsule. If you don't want to eat no hog. But you can't eat hog and get well at the same time. So, you know, that's something that can be done. But this is where we are on this. As I said, I put together a list of brands and products for you to use when you go to the store so that you would know which products to get, which ones to leave alone, which one to teach your family to get. It has to be a family effort. It really can be a lot of fun to find the hidden hog because it's hidden in a lot of places. You know, it's in some nail polish remover. You have to just read. It's really, they're not hiding it in that way. They're not lying. It's on the label. But if you're just picking up stuff, oh, I need this, I need this, I need this, you're going to get tricked. You know? Now, Spam, y'all know what that is in the can. Spam now has turkey. And they're saying that's for the people that don't eat pork. Don't get it. It's packed in gelatin. Yeah? So many of us who are programmed, we can't have breakfast unless we have meat. We don't like turkey bacon, or we don't want to eat the beef bacon. Then you don't have to have that. That's an American idea. They made up breakfast. We didn't make that up. They made up eating 3, 4, 5, and 10 times a day. We didn't make that up. So we don't have to serve meat at breakfast. Some people think they can't have a meal unless they have meat at the table. That's not necessarily like that. We have been programmed. They don't care how many of what we eat, long as we give them some money for it. They just want us to buy a lot of stuff. Doesn't matter, we'll just buy, keep buying it, eating it, doing whatever, but give us some money. And so that's how they trick us out of the money. And then they know their brother gonna get paid on the other side, because after we eat all of that, we gonna go see some doctor. You're going to the doctor for something soon, and then you're gonna keep going. Yeah, so those are the things that we need to be aware of. And it's called How Not to Eat Pork, A Life Without the Pig. And it identifies over 100 foods, cosmetics, medications, and accessories made from the pig. Some people have on a pair of $300 shoes, and the lining of the shoe is pig skin. The inside lining, not the outside. Yeah, so you have to watch that. There's so many things. And I'll tell you about a lot of them in here. And are there any questions about this? Oh, it's $10. Any questions about any of the foods or any of those things? Well, yes, she has a question. Go ahead, sister, sing it out.
And the other side of it is to, I observe a place like, well, I don't want to mention names, Fairway. There was a big sign up in Harlem there above the highway saying, organic pork.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the question, Greg. And I'll give y'all a copy of this when you get your book. All right? I want to thank you. I have enjoyed it. I hope I enlightened you to something. The turkey?
Yes.
Well, it's better than eating a hog. It doesn't have that kind of worm in it, all right? I'm carnivorous. I eat turkey. Yes, sir.
Let us give it up for Sister Shahrazad Ali, brothers and sisters.